Okay, so when we spoke in 2014, you had said that anything that was for you would be for you because you believed in destiny. You also said that that was something that you had got from your father, and I know that he passed away recently. How's the family coping?
Well, it's been rough, but family is learning to live with the passing. I mean, it's something, death is a part of life, and it's not that it was just sudden.
Right.
I mean, she was ill for a while.
Okay.
It's something that we saw coming.
Right. And you had a chance to prepare.
Yeah, we were prepared for the
okay.
the pass.
Okay. Can you remember what his reaction was when you had made the first the West Indies team the first time?
Well, he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even then, he was already sick.
Okay.
But even then, every time he speaks to me, the only thing he would speak about is cricket.
Right.
And in India, when he really got close to passing away, I would speak to him, and he would keep telling me just to stay and play cricket.
Right.
Don't worry about him.
Right.
He'll be okay.
Right.
So everything, when it came to me, was just cricket.
Right.
Because he would take me to cricket since I was 2 years old.
Okay.
Every weekend.
Yes. And you had said that you really didn't have a choice. You had to play cricket.
Had to play cricket.
Everybody. You had also said at that time that you liked fishing. And I think fishing in the river. So is that
love
something
fishing
that he taught you to do as well?
I did a lot of that with him.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I still do.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't catch much these days. But
right.
Something that I still do.
Right. Okay. Do you have any children of your own?
No, I don't.
Okay. So when you do, assuming that you will do, what lessons your father taught you that you would want to pass on to your child or your children?
I think one of the biggest lessons that I've learned from my father is that nobody owes you anything.
Okay.
My father always taught me that if I want something,
right,
you have to go and work for it and work hard for it.
Right.
Because my father was never someone to depend on anyone.
Okay.
If he didn't have,
yes,
he would somewhat do without.
Right.
And he taught us that way.
Okay.
If you want something,
okay,
work and work very hard.
Right. So no sense of entitlement.
No.
Yeah, and I think that way then it means that you don't have any expectations, and so if they're unmet, then you feel, you know, disappointed.
He used to always say to us that nobody's obligated,
right,
to give you anything or do anything for you.
Right.
So that's one thing that I would pass on to my kids.
Right. Okay, wonderful. All right, just a few best moments. Who's the best coach that you've played under?
That would have to be Nixon McLean.
Oh, okay. Where is he now?
He's in St. Vincent.
Oh, okay. Still coaching?
Yeah, still coaching.
Right, okay.
He's the coach of the national team, yeah.
Right. Okay, great. What's your best cricketing moment so far?
Best cricketing moment is when I scored my highest first class score.
Mm-hmm.
That's 231.
Mm-hmm.
That's the highest score by a Winwood Island batsman.
Mm-hmm. Even above Devon Smith?
Yeah.
All right. What's the best life experience you've had so far? And you're pretty young, 26 in a few months.
Life experience.
You know, you'll say it's the best experience of my life.
That would also be my best experience.
Mm-hmm.
I think passing that 217,
yes,
set by Junior Murray.
Junior, yes.
That I haven't felt that. I can't remember feeling anything better.
Okay. Before, had you known that that was the highest score, and did you settle to beat it?
Yes, because overnight I was on 250 odd or 260 odd, and my brother sent me a message saying that Junior scored 217 while he was playing, so it would be good to get past that.
Right. Okay.
So it was something that was in the back of my head.
Right. Okay, what's the best cricket ground that you've played on? So your most favorite cricket ground?
I'll be honest, yeah, that's home.
Oh, home. Okay.
Yes, I've played a lot of cricket there.
Yes.
I normally spend a lot of time there, so.
Okay.
It's actually home for me. I feel at home whenever I'm playing there.
Right, okay. All right, and the last question, what's your favorite dish?
It's a tough one.
What do you like to eat?
Anything mommy cooks.
Anything mommy cooks?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you said you like ackee, and I don't think mommy can cook ackee.
It's not my favorite.
Oh, it's not your favorite.
Mommy doesn't cook back.
Right, okay. All right, well, thank you very much, and best of luck in the rest of the series and when you next play for the West Indies.
All right, thank you.